There is a romantically odd story connected with an old manor house just outside the quaint market town of Kirkby Moorside in the district of Rydale, North Yorkshire. Within an overgrown meadow still stand a few of its dilapidated walls, first erected by descendants of a family once prominent to the area, devastated by the Black Death in the 14th century. In this house, upon a mantelpiece beneath a glass dome, were once displayed two gleaming skulls, locked forever in a lipless kiss. Around the middle of the last century, the lady of the manor in residence found the curio offensively distasteful. Yet contrary to the ardent forewarnings of the head gardener and cook, both with the place for decades, the ivory objets were uncoupled and destroyed. Shortly thereafter, the haunting began. This took the form of a feminine weeping, heard echoing through darkened halls just before dawn. The plaintive cries might endure a quarter hour or more, seeming to issue from the salon in which the skulls had been displayed. However, as one entered that room, the pathetic sound could suddenly be heard from the adjoining chamber, and so on to another, until one was led back, inevitably, to the original salon, after a most unnerving wild goose chase. On rare yet notable occasion, the whimpers were answered by equally disembodied whispers, but these being of a consoling variety and decidedly masculine in sound.